Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I wanted to share something with you and talk about this. Now, A few weeks ago, I talked about this in very serious terms. And the terms I was talking about it was, usually when we see figures from history, they become cuddly the farther away we get from their death. Like, even if I wanted to make it a little bit less serious, look at what we do with Lincoln now. Like, we're willing to make him a cartoon. We're willing to use Lincoln to sell mattresses and whatever else. You know what I'm saying? I was talking specifically about Jackie Robinson and Martin Luther King, how they're viewed differently looking backwards, and they're kind of made these cuddly characters when we start talking about who they were, mascots almost. Like, they're mascots for racial harmony, which isn't quite fair to the history of what those men did. This is on a far less serious scale, okay? But I will say that this does annoy me. Charles Barkley and that TNT crew do an amazing job of making basketball even more entertaining than what it is. And I think that they've gotten better at doing the college basketball. They are the gold standard for what a studio show looks like. And I can tell you that I was told, like, when I went over to NBC to do the football after show, like, that was the model. And I actually thought that we did a pretty decent job with doing a Bears post-game show with that same model. What bothers me about is that Charles is opinionated and fun and funny. Him and Shaq going back and forth, the race to the video screen with Kenny and all of that. People need to start putting some respect back on Charles's NBA career. Like, for real, for real. I know, like, it's all right for Shaq to joke about Charles not having rings. And it's okay for, because Kenny's got two, right? Like, Kenny's with Houston. It's okay for them to joke about that, although Kenny does it a lot less than what Shaq does. It's not cool for the rest of us to act like Charles Barkley was trash. Because if you were watching his career, if you were actually living in the moment instead of looking back at his career through the prism of he wasn't Jordan, he wasn't Olajuwon, guess what? Charles Barkley was one of the best players in the NBA. It's why he's in the Hall of Fame. So I ran across this clip. Ryan Clark does the Pivot podcast. They do a lot of interesting stuff. Like, they do some heavy lifting when it comes to all sorts of subjects. I really dig it. But I want you to listen to this clip, and I want you to listen to Charles Barkley's tone at the end of this, because it speaks to what I'm talking about.
I want to go back to 1992, the Dream Team. You were considered the leader, the MVP, and the anchor of that team, but you didn't get all of the notoriety. Well, did you feel
who
some
said
type
that? Well,
Magic
you know,
said
you know Michael Jordan was the leader
Magic
of the team.
Johnson.
Come on now.
Chuck Daly said Barkley brought the most intensity and fire each and every day, each and every game. And even Magic said Charles Barkley was the MVP. So my question
and the
is,
the better players were not Charles Barkley.
Well, this is my
no, Fred. Like, you want to bring it up? Bring it up. There were better players than Charles Barkley running around on that. team.
Hey, there was only one. Who? Michael.
So that's
you were the second best player on that.
Hell yeah.
You were the second best player on the dream team, Chuck.
Go back and look. Go back and check.
Can I get to my point then?
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, because Magic did say that about Charles. Like, this is what I mean. This is not having context and you feeling like you're in on the joke. You're not in on the joke. Those guys, Jordan, Shaq, Olajuwon, he would Dream would like never joke about that. Like he would, because they're teammates. Like he would never, like Magic, Bird, those guys can say stuff to Charles about Charles's career. What that tells me, I forget which, isn't there an NBA player in that Pivot podcast? That tells me that y'all didn't watch 1 minute of Charles Barkley's career. Facts, and I love Ryan Clark. What are y'all doing? Charles Barkley was not just some dude. He was the dude for a while. This is a league MVP. This is an 11-time All-NBA. Not just the All-Star game, All-NBA. And people get really comfortable jumping in on what are a lot of times like inside jokes about guys. And occasionally they have to be checked. I'm glad that Charles checked them. And I know that he knows the bit. Like, he's doing the bit with Shaq. But he should absolutely be insulted by the idea of, what do you mean? Do you not know what I was doing in the year that they went to go play in the Olympics? Guess who was MVP of the league? Charles Barkley was.
Hey, there was only one. Who? Michael?
That is a fair answer in 1992 for Charles Barkley to say. He can look at the Dream Team in 1992 and say, yeah, there was one dude better than me, and it was Michael Jordan. Because it wasn't Magic in 92 that was better than him, and it wasn't Bird that was better than him in 92. If you want to make the argument that it's David Robinson, go right ahead. But I don't know why. Like, it just put me on 10 when I saw it this morning. Because the disrespect is unbelievable. And I thought the setup for the question was great because Magic did say those things about Charles Barkley. But for folks to be acting like Charles was trash, y'all need a refresher. Charles Barkley used to dominate at barely 6'5". He dominated the post. In a league where the big man was king, we were transitioning to Michael Jordan and the two guard and then the three guy being the guy. Go look at Charles Barkley highlights if you need a refresher. And this is what I mean, because Chuck is out here laughing on the TNT pre and post game show. Y'all think that this wasn't one of the baddest dudes walking around in the NBA. Why do you think he was on that team? Ray, I'm not sure why this like hit me, but it hit me. Like watching the Bulls like battle against Charles Barkley and seeing what that guy did, not just in Phoenix, but what he did when he was in Philadelphia.
I get it. And to clarify, to your point earlier, you said there's probably an NBA guy on the Pivot podcast, and there is not.
Okay.
It's Channing Crowder, Fred Taylor, Ryan Clark, all former NFL players.
Well, Channing Crowder was the most disrespectful, but even Ryan Clark, like, run it again so that people understand. So it's, give me the rundown of who's on the podcast again. It's Ryan Clark, Channing Crowder.
And Fred Taylor, all former NFL
now
players.
Now, it's Fred Taylor who's given the proper respect and context to Barkley. It's Channing Crowder and Ryan Clark that are out of line.
I want to go back to 1992, the Dream Team. You were considered the leader, the MVP, and the anchor of that team, but you didn't get all of the notoriety. Well, did you feel
who
some
said
type
that?
Magic Johnson said.
They know Michael Jordan was the leader.
Magic
of the team.
Johnson.
Come on now.
Chuck Daly said Barkley brought the most intensity and fire each and every day, each and every game. And even Magic said Charles Barkley was the MVP. So my question
and
is.
And the better players were not Charles Barkley.
Well, this is my
no, Fred. Like, let's be like, hey, nah, you want to bring it up? Bring it up. There were better players than Charles Barkley running around on
Hey, there was only one. Who? Michael?
So that's
you were the second best player on
there. Hell yeah.
You were the second best player on the dream team, Chuck.
Go back and look. Go back and
check.
Can
I get to my point then?
Go ahead.
Please.
Yes, Fred. Please get back to your point. Because the dude they were talking about won the MVP that season over the rest of the dudes that were on that team. Ray, take this and send it to WIP and send it to whatever the sports station is in Phoenix. I'm sure they'll want to see it. And send it to TNT. Because damn it, as someone who is 46 years old and spent the majority of all of his teenage years watching the Bulls turn into what they did, Charles Barkley was terrifying.
And I get your point because Fred Taylor, 46 years old.
Put some respect on that damn man's career.
Channing Crowder, 38.
Channing needs to stop. He needs to stop because that's out of line. Y'all out of line.
Ryan Clark, 42. All guys that were watching, grew up watching Charles just like you,
but
just like me.
It's another one of these situations where context matters. And these guys think that they're in on the joke. They think that they can talk to Charles the way Shaq does, but they can't. I'm glad that Charles was like, hold on a damn minute. Do you know how good? He should have been like, do you know who I am? He should have been like, y'all should Google me. Back out to this.
There was only one.
That's right,
Michael.
That's right, Charles. I got your back. Because I actually watched the damn games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.